A trauma can be successfully processed only if all those brain structures are kept online. In Stan's case, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, known as EMDR, allowed him to access his memories of the accident without being overwhelmed by them. When the brain areas whose absence is responsible for flashbacks can be kept online while remembering what has happened, people can integrate their traumatic memories as belonging to the past. Uta's dissociation, as you recall, she shut down completely, complicated recovery in a different way. None of the brain structures necessary to engage in the present were online, so that dealing with the trauma was simply impossible. Without a brain that is alert and present, there can be no integration and resolution. She needed to be helped to increase her window of tolerance before she could deal with her PTSD symptoms. Hypnosis was the most widely practiced treatment for trauma from the late 1800s, the time of Pierre Janet and Sigmund Freud, until after World War II. On YouTube, you can still watch the documentary Let There Be Light by the great Hollywood director John Huston, which shows men undergoing hypnosis to treat war neurosis. Hypnosis fell out of favor in the early 1990s, and there have been no recent studies of its effectiveness for treating PTSD. However, hypnosis can induce a state of relative calm from which patients can observe their traumatic experiences without being overwhelmed by them. Since that capacity to quietly observe oneself is a critical factor in the integration of traumatic memories, it is likely that hypnosis, in some form, will make a comeback. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT. During their training, most psychologists are taught cognitive behavioral therapy. CBT was first developed to treat phobias such as fear of spiders, airplanes, or heights to help patients compare their irrational fears with harmless realities. Patients are gradually desensitized from their irrational fears by bringing to mind what they are most afraid of, using their narratives and images, known as imaginal exposure, or they are placed in actual, but actually safe, anxiety-provoking situations, in vivo exposure. Or they are exposed to virtual reality, computer-simulated scenes, for example, in the case of combat-related PTSD, fighting in the streets of Fallujah. The idea behind cognitive behavioral treatment is that when patients are repeatedly exposed to the stimulus without bad things happening, they gradually become less upset. The bad memories will have become associated with corrective information of being safe. CBT also tries to help patients deal with their tendency to avoid, as in, I don't want to talk about it. It sounds simple, but as we have seen, reliving trauma reactivates the brain's alarm system and knocks out critical brain areas necessary for integrating the past, making it likely that patients will relive rather than resolve the trauma.